Another Stone song I could listen to all the way through.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, they have more lawyers than All Things Comedy.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. We're screwed that way, yeah.
One of the only bands we can't really play.
You really can't, yeah. They're getting great reviews.
Although, I would love to, yeah. Well, we saw this last tour. It was just 3 years ago because of COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a great show.
That show was awesome.
So
at the Rose
happy.
Bowl?
Oh. I'm so happy I brought my daughter. It's like,
well, that was great that she got to see it.
I was just telling Bill last night how I'm really getting melancholy because I follow Keith on Instagram and he shows his backstage. He's listening to Little Richard. It's like, this is really it.
Like, probably is. This one,
and
yeah.
For you, I mean, you saw him in 64.
I saw every tour except this one.
Well, but this is the continuation.
Of that. Yeah, okay, then I did see it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Stones.
Yeah.
It's the best.
The best.
It's the best. Oh. Penguins, I don't know where Andy's in.
Well, we're looking for Andy. Well, he's in New York City.
He's in COVID protocol with Jeff Carter and Patrick Kane.
He may be. I hope not. But
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But Penguins last night lost first time in regulation.
Well, you've been off to a great start, but that was a loss for you.
No complaints, we had good energy. And, you know, hey, a Tuesday night when the Tampa Bay Lightning come to town, no Sid, no Gino, no Rusty, no Letang, no Carter.
That's a lot of people to be out.
It's fine.
A lot of top guys.
If that's our first regulation loss, and this morning, 87 skated on the top line, skated on the top power play. So
there you go.
We only imagine... Imagine in September if you would have told me they'd have played 7 games, only lost 1 in regulation.
No, they've been off to a great start.
Even without Sid. Even with everybody else without Sid, I would be like, oh, I'll take that. So.
Yeah, and they've been looking good, too.
Yes. Speaking of looking good, the Red Wings are...
Wow, man, how about that?
It's awesome. I'm telling you, Lucas Raymond is a player.
You got a good eye for talent, Joe. You always pick them early, and you called this one again. I am really pleased to see what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean,
he is awesome.
He is just lighting it up.
Yeah.
He looks like Patrick Kane from the wing.
He does. He does. He was in Ovi's office for that one. The one that got the hat trick.
Yeah.
He's a talented guy. I was reading up on him, and you know, when he was in the Swedish league. He wasn't getting a lot of ice time.
Really?
Yeah, because they knew he was good, but they like to go with their vets, apparently, and bring the young players up slowly.
Right.
He's only 19, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
He's 19.
Yeah, because I'm sorry. Yeah, well, him and Stevie Y are the only two teenagers to ever get Mad Hatters for the Detroit Red Wings.
Wow. Well, that says a lot. I mean, he's a talented guy, and you can just tell when he's out there. And he hustles, and he's got confidence. For a kid that age,
it says everything.
Yeah.
Because every time you say about records and who's done this and who's done that, you know, there's when you do it on an original six team, you know, he's not doing it for the doing it for the Minnesota Wild.
Because they've got heritage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when the only other person on that list is named Iserman. You're doing something right.
Pretty good
and
company.
And it's a Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, pretty good company.
There's the six, and then there's the next six. And then after that, it's kind of like, okay, well, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, when you do it on one of the original 12, that's pretty.
We're real, Detroit fans are real happy about this kid.
And, I mean, I know you love The Who. I love The Who. Morris the Cider.
Yeah, man. Wow. This kid's good, too.
Oh, my
God. And we really need defense, and this kid's playing great.
And he's got a little mean streak going.
He's tough.
Yeah, he's one of them farm boys. The tractor gets stuck.
Big, tough dude, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, pick up the tractor.
We're real happy with both those guys.
What do you need, Frej? Nedeljkovic, too.
Yeah.
What do you need? You need a leader up front. You need a leader on the back. You need a
goalie. And Ned is going to be really good.
Yeah.
He already is good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're really looking. I think the future's bright in
after
Detroit.
3 years of saying it's moving on up, the Jeffersons over here. Finally.
And, you know, Verana's out.
Yeah, he'll be back in 4-6.
And he's coming back. Do you think they make the playoffs this year? Or is he still a year away from
it? I said they're like, you know, there's just, I mean, unless Toronto completely collapse. I mean, you know, They got to pass. Okay, so you know they're not going to be better than Buffalo, Florida, or the Tampa Bay. So then,
no,
maybe. I mean, I don't know. I picked them seven. I picked them sixth. I picked them sixth. So, but Montreal is free falling. Maybe
they are free falling. You know, who's playing well, surprisingly, is Sabres.
Yeah, Sabres just finally got their first loss of the year.
I'm surprising everyone.
It's a Granato guy. You know, Don Granato, Wisconsin, just, you know, Tony's brother. They're just outworking everybody.
Yeah.
The old Sullivan, the USA hockey playbook. You just bring your lunchbox to work. And that's what Don's saying. He goes, I got 23 guys in here that are going to work their tails off. They're easy to coach. Even if that's not a shot at Jack Eichel, it's a shot at Jack Eichel.
It is a shot, yeah. Either way.
That's what gets me, you know, every day, because I listen to every hockey, not podcast, but all the news or out. Every day, Eichel this, Eichel that. They're playing.
How about those hardworking blue collar type players?
Yeah, and I tell you, BB does listen.
He's got to be thrilled.
Dahlin finally looks like a player.
Yeah.
After 4 years of like, how'd you pick him number one? He looks finally. I mean, I know I'd still make him number one overall, but he's looking like he can play now.
I just like how they've started. Everyone does. I mean,
right.
Sabre fans have to be pretty thrilled because everyone thought they were. I picked them in the basement.
Everybody did. Well, yeah. how could you not?
Yeah.
The funny thing is they have a better record than the Bills.
Right. That is. Yeah.
How's that even possible?
Interesting.
How's that even possible?
Well, the Buffalo fans have always been good.
Yeah. Now, we always steer away on this show from the lurid.
The dirty controversy, the dirty laundry, whatever.
Yeah. But we should probably say something.
We do have to talk about the Chicago situation.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty bad and pretty wild.
For those, I don't know how anybody doesn't know, but basically there is, basically a Paterno situation is basically the nicest way to put it.
Sounds like it, yeah.
And everybody from the big boss at those days who Stan Bowman answered to Stan Bowman, to people who no one's going to know their names, to the big one, Coach Q.
Coach Q is getting questioned.
All pushed it under the rug, Paterno style. And now big guys in the media are calling for Q to not coach tonight.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I see the headlines now in the Post. Coach QAnon.
Coach Q.
This all took place around 2010, right?
Yeah, basically they were coaching on the cup run, and they found out some bad things, and they're like, everyone agreed, well, hey, let's not disrupt the boat. We're on the Stanley
Cup. Put under the carpet. Let's just keep rolling.
In the Stanley Cup run. Yikes.
Wow. Stan Bowman stepped down.
Stanley stepped down.
They're being fined $2 million.
They're being fined $2 million, and then they're going to have to meet with Bettman if they ever want to get reinstated. I mean, that's Stan Bowman. What's he going to do? I mean, he's Stan Bowman. He's not going to work at Dairy Queen. I mean, He's a G.
That's
he's
what
Scotty
he does.
Bowman's kid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting resume he's got.
Yeah. And then the Coach Q, and I'm not making light of any of this at all.
No, you can't.
But I just feel bad for the people of Florida and the fans and the team. They're undefeated. All my, Vinny Coppola, our buddy, everyone I know in Florida, great Panther fans. Talk about bad timing. They're 6-0.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, the Blackhawks off to a terrible start.
Yeah.
0-5, and now they have this to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, this is a, you don't like what's on the ice, but we got something worse over here.
Yeah.
You think the on-ice product's bad? You should see our front office.
This is crazy, man, though. I mean, what a thing to be happening.
Yeah, it's horrible all the
and
way
around. And it has to come out, though. I mean, if it's...
No, I mean,
you can't cover that kind of thing up forever, and you don't want to cover
No, I mean, I don't know if they thought it was going to go, I don't know, and...
Unnoticed or something?
And, the usual suspects all the journalism people that we say they're covering hockey, they're just trying to bring it down. Those are the people behind all, not behind, obviously there's a criminal behind all this, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, strange days in Chicago.
In Chi-Town, yeah.
And tonight they're playing the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have a front office scandal, just in the sense of they got Dubas for another 3 years, and the coach, and they got humiliated on national television, a hockey night in Canada, 7-1 by the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That game, I know you were doing your big shows down in Long Beach with Bill, and you still took time to tweet that one out. I mean, I knew you were happy about that.
Well, we're driving down, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go the whole night by not finding out. So I'm on TiVo. I'm just going to look at the score and the ride down. I look, and it was 3-1, and sitting next to Bill. And the last time I looked at the game, I was TiVoing or going to watch later. It was 4-2. I'm like, to my brother-in-law, Flyer fan, and I go, 4-2 Penguins against the Big Cats in Florida. I, incredible. Check back again, 4-4. He's like, ah, you jinxed it. So I'm like, I know it's 3-1. I know it's early. But I just, Bill, it's pretty crazy. Then you see 4-1, 5-1.
Ah, here we go.
I'm like, I thought my phone was broke. But, you know, yeah, and awesome. Once again, no Sid, no Gino, no Tanger, no Rusty, no Jeff Carter.
You got all your guys out.
So, yeah, but Toronto, as much as we make fun, I mean, heads have got to roll.
Well, we've been saying that for a while, but you're absolutely right. And not only were they embarrassed on the ice, Don Cherry was embarrassing Matthews because of the new dress code.
Oh, where did you see that? Where's Don Cherry at?
Well, he's on some podcast.
Oh, okay.
And he was talking about the new dress code, and he doesn't like
him
it.
Him and Stan Bowman are going to be doing a podcast?
Probably now, yeah. He was saying that the new casual dress code is not up to his standards.
Well, that was my buddy, that's what Nick Kiprios was saying. He goes, these guys are played terrible, and they're worried about their dress code?
Yeah. Well, what is going on in Toronto? We've been saying it for a long time. Do you think there's going to be some moves finally? What do you think?
Here's the problem, right? Okay. Their cheapest of the big four is playing the best. That's Prince Willie.
Well, right? Prince Willie we've always liked.
Right. But he's playing the best.
Yeah.
Okay. So then do you trade Tavares? You get the guy who like, you know, went there, his boyhood team, his idol, who's the captain. Do you get rid of him? Do you get rid of Matthews, who's by far the best of the four, and the one who will stick it to you the most in the sense that wherever he goes, the team's going to play better, and they're going to be good, and he's going to stick it down your throat.
Sure, absolutely.
Or do you trade the guy that's going to get the least back, who's down right now, and Mitch Marner, who no one really wants at $11 million?
Well, that's a big contract for him right now.
Probably it's worse than Bobrovsky's. Bobrovsky's playing great.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, that is a good question.
And their defense is playing terrible, and their bottom six is bad.
What would you do?
I would entertain offers for Mitch Marner, and I would trade him for Drew Doughty 5 years for 3 years ago, which I've said on this show. People are sick of it now. They just hit the 30-second button on the podcast.
Equal contract.
Or personally. I would trade. I would trade the defenseman right now who's on his way out because he's not going to be able to sign him. I would make a huge trade. I really would make a huge trade.
And just one guy, or do you think you'd get a few people out of there?
Yeah, I would try to get everybody out. I'm so pissed. I'm just spacing on the defenseman. The guy's not gonna be able to sign, but I would get in because Muzzin's breaking down. Brody's been the best guy on the defense back there. Muzzin's breaking down. I would try to get the defenseman out of there, and probably Nylander because you can get something. You can get a lot for Nylander, even though he's playing pretty well. And you're under the assumption that someone would be able to come in there and score some goals playing with those guys, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So you would think you get a guy for $3 million that could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, looks like Evan Rodriguez, looks like Danton Heinen could do that right now. So yeah, I mean, you got to crack some skulls. I mean,
it's about time.
Their effort level is pathetic.
It really is. And this has been going on for a while. They've had a really strong, on paper, lineup for a while, and it hasn't worked out.
You know, and
it works out regular season. They get in the playoffs, but then they, you know, don't do well in the postseason. And
the other thing about the team is, okay, when Tampa was top heavy, what did they do? They went out and they got Coleman and they got Yanni Gourde.
And they got
you know, Barclay Goudreau, and they got a third line. And now you're seeing what's happening, that they're not there anymore, because now they, well, where's that energy from the third and fourth line?
That's what they're missing.
And they're struggling a little bit right there, right?
Sure.
Toronto's never had a third and fourth line that they can roll over. And what do all great teams have a good third line?
And also, you
roll out there when things are a little, oh, my God, the big guys aren't rolling. What do? You can put three guys out there that are pipe hitters. They're going to put someone's head through
and
a wall.
And that's it. That's your energy line.
Exactly. They've never – their energy line has been guys that are on Geritol. Right? Their energy line was Wayne Simmons and Joe Thornton.
And Simmons is never – we love him, but he's never been the same since he went up to Toronto.
Boyle got the best of the other night.
Yeah, I think you're right. They could use some of those kind of guys.
That's the kind of
guys. The Yanni Gourde type of guys, yeah.
And that was the stupidity of Dubas was he had those. He didn't have the most right of those guys. But Janssen and Casper, who I liked. Remember when they were like those. I was saying 3 years ago, how did they sign for less than $4 million, those two guys in Toronto?
I know, right? Yeah.
And what they do, they got rid of them. The only two guys that weren't affordable on that whole roster they got rid of.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't get that.
You know, speaking of Yanni Gourde, boy, he makes Seattle a lot better. Seattle gets their first win in Seattle, which was really cool. Gourde dangling. Did you see that goal?
Yes.
Looked like Yager.
You know who I love on that team is Tanev.
Tanev, two goals, yeah.
He looks good, doesn't he? Good goals, too. He was out front, hanging, you know, fighting. He's tough.
Oh, believe me. Only, you know, whatever, 4-1-2 is the only reason why they still haven't, you know, burned, Hextall's doll in effigy for getting rid of letting Tanev be exposed. He was a fan favorite in Pittsburgh.
Oh, man.
And you know he's going to be a fan favorite up there. He's playing great,
I love
though.
The way he plays.
He's playing great. He really is. And Grubauer is playing a little better.
How do you think they look compared to, let's say, the Kings and the Ducks?
The Ducks have been hard done. The Ducks have lost 4 games in like the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Including last night to the Jets. And they're losing them in regulation, half of them, which is really terrible in the weak Western Conference. So they come up with nothing. Because you get a point almost every night in the Western, in the Pacific, you're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but they're, you know, I mean, they and then the Kings, Dowdy, that's not good. His knee, I mean, I haven't heard the word yet again, but he was out. I mean, his knee looked like his knee, he got kind of cheap shotted by Hockenpah. Knee went out. And we haven't heard from him since. They haven't heard the report yet. I think the swelling hasn't gone down or whatever, but it's like, that's not good for the Olympics for him. That's just not good for him in general.
In general.
And then their other defenseman, Walker, got his knee wrenched last night. Those are two of your top four. And Doughty's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is. And he was playing better.
He was playing. I thought he really stepped it up this year.
I did too.
Yeah, I mean.
And the end of last year too.
Yeah, and Arvidsson's looked good. But the Kings kind of come back a little bit. And, you know, Quickie, well, first of all, I always want to call him Campbell, the other
Peterson.
Guy. Peterson's like terrible, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Not terrible might be a strong word. Not good.
Yeah.
And Quickie gives up the goal you can't every game.
He's just not the Quickie of old.
No.
We've been saying that for a while.
And they're not winning games. Yeah. That's all you can say about them.
You think the new team is better than the two Southern California teams? About equal?
On paper, I think. On paper, yes. I picked the Kings one block ahead of them because I just thought that – and Kopitar's played well this year.
Kopi's playing really well.
Yeah, but now Dowdy's hurt, so I don't know. I think Seattle will probably end up ahead of them. But some of the young kids are playing okay for the Kings. Velarde's looked okay.
Yeah. He's going to be good. What about the Golden Knights are off to kind of a slow start?
Yeah, and I'm very happy about that. Yeah. The hell with them. Well, yeah. They had one good game. They beat the Avalanche. They played pretty good that game. I thought the old man, their old man line of Wild Bill and Riley looked pretty good. But Stone's out and Pacioretty's out. He's like 6 to 8 Stone, like week to week. I just don't wish anything good for them.
Well, we've had our issues with them.
So I'm not as the Sharks.
Sharks are looking pretty
talking
good.
Talking about a shot across the belt, they finally lost in regulation the other night, and they were like 5-0, and that shot across the bow of well, everyone's on the same page. We're in a tight locker room now. Like, guess who's not there?
Yeah,
that was Captain.
You know who that was aimed at?
Yeah, that was Captain Logan Couture's quote.
Well, you know, I was watching NHL Channel last night, and Rupper was raving about our old friend Erik Karlsson and saying that he is now playing better, and he doesn't know if it's the health is better or what, but that he's kind of playing like the old days.
Yes,
and he showed some examples of it, and it's true. Karlsson was really making some cool moves, and when he's playing well, he's a heck of a player.
Oh, yeah. I think Karlsson's playing about 80-85% of what he was.
Uh-huh. Which is
and
good,
that's,
yeah.
And that's all-star defense level. Because 100% of what he was is three best players in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Sid, Ovi, you know, Karlsson.
He was so good back in those Ottawa days.
But I'll tell you who else. And they got to be happy they didn't. Maybe they did expose. No, because I think Ronnie would have taken. Was Burns exposed? I don't remember. But I'll tell you what. They got to be happy they didn't move him. They were looking to move him recently. Burns is playing some
playing
hockey.
Great again too. Yeah.
yeah, and you know Aiden's playing pretty good in net.
Yeah,
you need some goaltending. You need some defense. Couture is buying in. Hurdle, your boy Hurdle playing pretty good. So
they're really surprising me.
Yeah, and let's face it, it's not going to take too much to scare some people in the Pacific.
Yeah,
you know we thought it would be the Kings doing it, but maybe it's the Sharks.
It may be. You know, it's still early.
Yeah, it's very early.
But, you know, Sharks are playing well.
I was talking with Mike Calta, our buddy in Tampa. And I said, you got us back for we ruining your banner party. And I said, Vasilevskiy played amazing. He goes, yeah, finally. He's looked terrible at the beginning of the year. And I go, Mike, it's hard to get back-to-back champs to focus before Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it really is. It really
it's
is.
Not even Halloween.
Yeah, it really is.
Let Vasilevskiy let a few buy him, you know.
Sure.
But on that
They'll
point, that point though, the big cat Florida Panthers, now who knows what's going to happen with the coaching. But, I mean, Bobrovsky looking like Bobo.
That whole team is just looking
Spencer
great.
Spencer Knight playing great, but Barkov, Hubie Dooby Doo, and Sam freaking Bennett.
I love him.
How did Calgary not
I don't get
him to play hockey?
Yeah, because that guy is playing great down there.
Oh, man.
They look great.
And Reinhardt?
I love Reinhardt, too.
They got Reinhardt, but they got two completely top six grade A guys whose names can be on the Stanley Cup wingers.
Sure. They did.
They completely did. And the Duke's playing down there.
We love that team.
Yeah.
They did
the perfect thing to do. You plan like Eckhart's never coming back. You make the trade to get Montour. You know, Uyghur's playing like an all-star. And then what happens? Ekblad comes back. So it's like you just get a bonus grade A defenseman.
Got something going, yeah.
And Gudas, somehow he's on a flyer. He has his head on straight, maybe under Coach Q, where he's playing simple hockey, knocking people around, and not taking those stupid, you know, I'm going to be suspended for 20 games penalties.
Yeah. Yeah, they look really great. And we'll see what happens with Coach Q. That's a
you know who's next, who would coach if it's not, unless they hire somebody else, but you know who's next?
Who?
Ulf Samuelsson.
Oh, really? Wow. That's her assistant coach?
Yeah. So Burr will not be buying any Florida Panthers gear.
I know, he hates him. He hates Ulf. To this day.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, that's a sore subject with Bill.
It's a very sore subject. Yeah, never bring that up. He's not listening. I'll be laughing. I'll be partner. So here's your COVID list. Some big COVID list, we said Jeff Carter, Christopher Letang. Letang is symptoms. Carter, no symptoms. Here's all the big ones now. Kane, Taves, the Kara, you know, the big guy from Edmonton now plays in. Assistant coach Mark Crawford in Chicago. In Bluesland, Bluesers undefeated still. O'Reilly.
Wow.
And the Sod father, Brandon Sod.
Jeez. A lot of big names in that list.
A lot of big names. And, you know, and top of the sixth, the Bluesers is still undefeated.
They look good, yeah. So far.
Vladimir Tarasenko putting on the Ritz the other his two goals against the Kings. I mean, oh, my. Blake just should have went down and traded for him right there. Just give him a Kings jersey. He went out of St. Louis.
Kings could use him,
man. I just
want to
give him the sweater.
Anyone could use him, but boy, that'd be a nice move for the Kings.
Yeah.
He is still good, man.
I think he's making like 9. He's making 7.5.
7's a good price for him.
That's chump change for him.
Come on, get
him. The way he's playing now.
He wants out.
He has to be healthy. There's no way he can be playing hurt and playing that good.
Playing that well, yeah. I would grab him.
Somebody's going to.
For 7? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you see his two goals? The cannon and then the breakaway. I mean, they put the whole repertoire.
When he's on his game, he's always spectacular.
Yeah. And I'm not going to issue an apology because I don't like him. But David Perron.
Yeah,
When is David Perron is now Dino Cicerelli? Like, what, the last 3 years? He stunk in Pittsburgh. I was telling Andy the other day, other than Brassard, he's the worst Penguin in the Crosby Malkin era that I remember.
I know you're always worst. On him, but you know what? He's playing good now.
He's an all-star.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, he's not contributing. He's getting hat tricks.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, he is playing well.
I'll tell you what. I thought the Blues are going to be sneaky good this year, and they're doing all this with O'Reilly's been out. Sod's been out.
Yeah.
Sundqvist is out. Sundqvist is a key clog on that
team. Big guys out for them.
You know why? They finally let some young kids play. That Carew kid's a player. Kyrou.
Yeah.
He's a player.
Blues are looking good, man.
Clint. I forget he's on the top line now because Sod's out. He's like 19. He's playing well. And, I thought that the American. I really miss Andy this week because he always finishes my sentences like space.
Andy knows them all.
The one kid, he came from Carolina, defenseman. He had a bad first season, but he's playing really good now. And, you know, Parayko, of course, is playing good. But,
always good.
Yeah.
Wow. Have we found Andy yet? He's in New York.
Yeah. You know what? We're on a tight schedule right now. So,
well, I know Andy would be happy with, except for last night's game, with what's been happening with the Penguins.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have to be pretty happy right now. I think you just, with all those big names out that you have out, you guys look good.
Yeah, and you know what's nice, too, is they're going to trinkle back in. So it's not going to be like the last time we had this happen and they played fantastic and everyone's like Sullivan for Coach of the Year. Like Sid, you know, came back in the same 2 days, and then it was like, then they stunk for 2 weeks because they were like, "Oh, Sid, you know, we're back. We're gonna, you know."
Well, you know, I think that happens.
We're gonna hit happy hour, and it was just like, yeah, no, exactly. So this way, Sid's coming back, and then Rusty's coming back, and then
it's like when you put in your backup goalie, you start playing a little harder,
a little better.
Yeah,
exactly. I'll tell you the one you'll be shocked for me to say this. I miss Letang the most.
I am shocked.
Because Letang brings in, he knocks Friedman out, which is huge. Friedman's garbage. And it sets up him and Dumo and then, and then Marino and Pettersson. Pettersson's been playing great.
Your problem with Letang always has been that he's up ice too much. But you know what? He is a good player. Really good player.
He's a great player. And in the last year and a half, he's had his head on straight. Ever since Burke took over, He's like, oh, this guy might trade me.
Yeah.
So he's playing a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, he is. Yep, that may be the reason, yeah.
We should talk about this a little bit, that testing. A lot of NHL players are saying that the tests are, like the NBA doesn't test all the time. If you're vaccinated, you're not getting tested.
Right.
Unless you're showing symptoms. The NFL only tests once a week. The NHL tests 3 times a week, even if you have no symptoms. And it's causing problems. Like Jeff Carter, no symptoms, he wouldn't be out. You know, I think some of the Blackhawks, I think some of the Bluesers, there's no symptoms. So why are we being tested? You know what I mean? How do you feel?
I think safety first is never a bad thing. You know what I mean? I mean, I think they had a really good record during the playoffs last year, right?
Right.
And the NHL really was leading all the leagues in cases and everything. So I think being a little extra cautious doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't. I think there's bigger issues, you know, obviously. But it's just interesting that they're the most stringent league in football.
I think
because the
good.
Players are kind of like getting sick of being poked and prodded. Like,
well, I'm sure they are.
Yeah,
but I'm sure it's annoying. But you know, better safe than sorry. And I think it's actually a good thing.
And attendance, you know, every sellout streak now has been broken. The Penguins' famous sellout streak of like 700 and some games dating back to 2007 is...
That was a great streak.
Broke. Blues' sellout streak, done. Chicago sellout streak, done. 4,000 empty seats in Philly.
And what do you think is attributing to this? Is it...
I think some people got used to staying home.
Yeah.
They got bigger televisions during the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the economy is still not come back for some people. I'll get to that point in a second. I think that corporate money has dried up. I think a lot of the corporate people that would go to games are just at home now in their underwear at 6 o'clock. Whereas before, they're at the office. They go, you know, grab a bite to eat and a couple
beers.
You head
out to the game, yeah.
You go to the game.
Yeah.
So all those, that 2,000 people in Pittsburgh, there's 4,000 people in Chicago, that's missing.
I could see that, yeah.
And some of the season ticket base has dried up there. And here's my big point. I'm a populist, I guess, maybe. I think ticket prices are too expensive.
I agree.
Tuesday against the Carolina Hurricanes for an average NHL team. Versus the Hurricanes come to town on a Tuesday, it shouldn't cost as much as the Rolling Stones to bring your two kids.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
And it does.
Yeah.
And it does. Well, so they'll have to have a come to Jesus moment.
Yeah,
I think we talked about this a little bit last week as far as...
And you might want to lower the parking while you're at it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, you know, the Italian boys get the parking, so they're
not going to happen.
That's not going to get lowered.
Take that back.
Rocco's still going to get his parking.
I take that back, Rocco. I'm sorry. But yeah, it costs a lot to take a family out to a game, you know?
And then what kid sits there without a hot dog and a Coke?
You got to get some of the snacks, and yeah.
You need a couple of beers to deal with your kids. So yeah, I mean, I just think it has to be lowered a little bit. I'm not saying... Against the glass, you can't get your, $200.
You still
bucks,
get some big money down there, sure.
But in general, it's too expensive.
I agree.
And I think that's killing it a little bit.
Well, especially post, a pandemic like this where people are a little bit off financially.
Yeah. And, I have a, we'll talk other stuff. But here's some funny stuff, some unfunny stuff maybe about the Toronto Maple Leafs, not to rub it in. Zach Hyman, who I thought was a little overrated, he has 5 goals in Edmonton.
Yes, I saw that.
He has more goals than the big four combined in Toronto.
Well, there you go.
Now, Austin Matthews didn't play for some of those games. So yeah. a little bit stunted, but yeah. Jack Hughes, shoulder, no injury, going to rehab.
Huh. Well, he had that tough first season where everyone's, was predicting big things for him.
No, he was looking good.
He's really turned up the heat, and he's played well.
Yeah, so hopefully the shoulder is not – it scares me when they say no shoulder, only rehab, only because these are professional athletes. They can – he's going to be doing it for another 15 years, hopefully. Maybe just do the surgery. Because if it's just rehab, as someone who's been injured on every part of his body, everywhere, if it's that bad, it's going to need to be official. Now, I'm done getting fixed up for, you know, going to the gym or doing karate. But if I had to play in the NHL, I would want to fix right first time.
I get you.
Right?
Yeah.
Was he just going to be nagging?
Especially since he's a young guy.
Right. The bones are going to heal faster now that when he's 20 than they are when he's 30.
Exactly. You might as well get it done now. I agree. And he's a really talented guy who's starting to come into his own, but he is a smaller player.
Yeah. But so he looked a little bigger. He got a little man strength on him this year.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
He hit the Nautilus machine.
Yeah. I like the way he's been playing.
Yeah, that's why I don't know. I think I would have.
When you're that age, yeah, you want to have a long career, and he could. I would go for the surgery, maybe.
Yeah, now I'm saying, well, who wants surgery if you don't have to have it? But it just seems like, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not a doctor. So
rehab only helps so much.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Rehab only helps so much. We talked about Bobrovsky with his 300th win. And the list of Russian goaltenders with 300 is just like four people. I mean, Bobo's really an all-time great when you come right down to it.
He is, yeah.
You know, I don't think he'll make the Hall of Fame, but Kane had his 1,000th. He didn't celebrate his 1,000th game last year because he wanted to have the fans there. He had it this year. Maybe the last celebration they've had in Chicago for a long time. Ryan Getzlaf, our buddy Superman, he tripped Joel Eriksson Ek. He only got the $1,000 fine. I thought that was great.
Just $1,000.
Yeah. Like, everyone loves Getz so much, so classy. Like, yeah, we know it was a BS slew foot, but, you know.
$1,000.
Yeah, a little poker
nothing
money.
Nothing to those guys.
Nothing to Getz. And here's another throw some dirt on Toronto. Toronto versus Pittsburgh. The top six for Toronto was paid $43,950,000. The top six for Pittsburgh, $16,000. 880,000.
I noticed that stat, and that is an interesting statistic. It really is. It kind of says it all.
And you beat 7-1, it says it all.
Yeah. And I think also that number overshadows a lot of teams, top six.
Well,
not every, but I would certainly.
Well, you know what, though? It kind of comes back to earth. But I mean, obviously, Sid, Gino, Rusty, and I don't know if you throw Carter wouldn't be in the top six. Sid, Gino, and Rusty would add, you know, $26 million on that. So
yeah, but I know what you mean. That's they're getting a lot. They're top guys.
The difference is the discrepancy of how bad they lost. I mean, it's probably going to be 43 versus 35 against everybody else.
Sure.
It's how bad they lost, because the bottom line is everyone's top six is going to be expensive. The problem is that Toronto's is all in four guys, and then there is no bottom six.
And they're just not playing up to the, I think, not all of them anyway, playing up to the potential that everybody thought.
They're not doing anything right. Ross Johnson, Ross the boss, gets $1,000,001 or $100,000, a 1.1 times four to be the 13th man on the island. That's basically Lou Lamoriello getting insurance on his fourth line for whoever stubs their toe.
Yeah. I still think they're going to be great this year, but they have gotten off to a slow start.
Well, they're playing their first 11 on the road.
That's tough.
And then they're going to have all that home ice advantage in their new building.
Well, that'll be, yeah.
You know, I don't want to go in there. And they're going to be tough in April in that building.
Yeah, they will, yeah.
Everyone get your shots in now.
Take them now.
On the Islanders.
That's a loaded team.
That's an absolutely loaded team. Yeah, they're going to be back. Did you see the nice hand Blake Coleman got? It's pretty funny. Blake Coleman's been gone for so long, but it was two bubble cups. He won two cups. First time he'd been back in New Jersey, he got a really nice ovation.
That's nice. Coleman has really turned out to be a terrific player.
Yes, and you'll remember 5-6 years ago when I said I want the Penguins to get Coleman.
You did. You always call those things early. You saw how good he was.
Yeah. I didn't think he'd be this good. I can't take full credit for it, but
he really helped out. During those playoffs last year.
We're going to see him. He's in Calgary. We're going to see him tonight or tomorrow in Pittsburgh. And Mason Appleton, the guy I liked for Winnipeg, kind of didn't find his stride there, but he's playing pretty good for Seattle. He looks like he's dinged up for a while. He is hurt. All right, you're going to do some awards.
All right.
Anything else you want to cover, Frage?
I think some of the things are already coming up in the awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
I'm just happy about Lucas Raymond.
You have to be.
Yeah.
And Dylan's really picked it up a notch too. How about Bertuzzi?
Yeah, man.
And this is something to say. He's the only unvaccinated player. He's going to miss 9 games.
Wow, huh? He's the only one in the league?
According to Elliot Friedman, who pretty much is God as far as information.
Yeah. He is.
He's the only one in the league.
That's wild.
He's going to miss 9 games. And it's one thing if it was him like 4 years ago, but he's arguably your top three guy. He's playing incredible.
He's been playing great.
He could win an MVP. He's like in for the heart right now.
He's a good player.
I think he just got to, when he's asleep, stick it in his arm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Let's see here. All right.
I miss our awards music.
I'm getting it right now, Fraser. I'm sorry.
Cool. No, it's cool. I'm just glad it's back.
And yeah. Where is it at? Oh, there we go. No, that's...
Dear Mr. Fantasy, how's the fantasy going?
I feel like Stevie went with... I won last week. I'm 1-1. Came back strong. Nice. Of course, I'm still a terrible manager. I forget to change my lineup every now and then. But on top of the heap, Andy's team, and Daddy Kyle, both 2-0.
Nice. So
still early. Still not even Halloween yet. But,
Andy in the race, though.
Andy's right there. Andy is right there. All
aboard! Yeah, one of my favorite awards, the Howie Young Award.
The Winnipeg Jets fans, a little premature ejaculation. They threw the hats for the hat trick for Kyle Connor. Unfortunately, he only had 2.
Guys,
you can't get them hats back.
No, you can't.
I hope they got those at Big Five or Ross. I hope that wasn't from the team store.
Can't get them back. That's funny. That's hilarious.
Didn't wait for the official announcement,
wow.
I guess.
All right, Dirtbag of the Week. I think I know who I want to pick.
Well, this is not... I put the music differently, sorry. That was, of course, the Korea Award.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. But Ryan McDonagh last night, crushed by Sammy Lafferty of the Penguins. I thought Sam was going to get a 5-minute major. He had to fight twice because they thought the hit was... refs thought it was a clean hit. It was a little borderline. It wasn't the nastiest hit I've ever seen, but it was borderline, but no penalty. But he fought twice. McDonagh gave him a rough, and he actually fought Corey Perry. But McDonagh came back and scored a laser from the blue line. So that is your Korea.
Yeah, cool.
And then here's with the dirtbag.
Here's the dirtbag.
All right, 2 dirty knees. We have Obel of the Flyers kneeing Mason Marchment, rookie of the Ducks. Come on, Obel. I know you're a dirtbag, but come on. He's a rookie kid. And then Hockenpah, a guy I like from the Stars, against Dowdy. It was shady. Wasn't the dirtiest knee I've ever seen, but it was shady.
So I don't like seeing that happen to Dowdy.
No, I don't see it happen to anybody.
But it wasn't, once again,
it wasn't the Brian Marchment knee, not the dirtiest knee I've ever seen, but it was shady.
Yeah.
And then the real dirtbag.
This is the winner for me.
The Stars fan mocking Elvis, the goaltender of the Blue Jackets, for his... the other goaltender who passed away, I can't say his name properly.
I can never say his name either.
The poor man passed, but they were mocking. Only one guy.
Kevlinkis, right, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is Kevlinkis, the one who died?
Yeah. This guy, if you're listening. What were you thinking?
Yeah, come on. That's really low.
Do better than that. You're a hockey fan. Come on. You're not a wrestling fan. This isn't the ECW.
Hockey fans are supposed to have more class than that.
Exactly. You're not, as the great Sam Weich would almost say, you're not in Philadelphia. Take it easy. I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Vince Dunn, first goal And a home game for the Kraken.
That deserves the Mario.
Vince Dunn run out of Bloozer Town, but he's getting making
That's an important goal.
Making friends in Seattle. I got another confession. There we go. Connor Garland with the clawed. He did it against the Red Wings, too. Out of the box, into the back of the net on the empty netter.
An empty netter. Still counts.
A little 6-on-4.
As a quad.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Now, here's one we didn't have last. All right. We'll do the skirt first. Stutzel with the dive against the Rangers. What, Timmy, come on. What was that? The refs even called it.
Wow, when they call it.
Yeah, it was like embellishment. Tim Stutzel. And then this one. Sorry, Frage. The Kaiser. What was the Kaiser? Tyler Johnson, not exactly Milan Lucic. He worked him over like Rocky working over the meat in the freezer.
That was embarrassing. Yeah.
I mean, the Kaiser's a big guy too.
And
Tyler Johnson. I mean, it's cool that the Detroit crushed Chicago in that game. But sorry, Frage. Sorry.
Even Ruby didn't like that.
Fuzz
one.
Was like, "Well, that was a scary." Here we go. We missed it last week. The Bob Probert. So here's the two from last week. I just somehow skipped it. Shen, the Blueser versus Kadri. Foligno, the Blue Jacket versus Dylan. And this week's, the great Brian Boyle, Big B, versus Wayne Simmonds.
I saw the first two fights, and Foligno with the Superman punch, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't see Boyle Simmonds. What was that?
Oh, you know, Simmonds got a couple punches, and then Boyle just got one in and threw him down. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. That was Marcus Foligno. I apologize. That was Marcus Foligno from the Minnesota Wild. The Wild. All right, here we go.
The Ronnie James Dio Award.
The man on the Silver Mountain. Lindholm, the HT hat trick overtime game winner for the Calgary organization versus the Washington Capitals. Perron the Hatter versus the Kings. Perreault the Hatter versus Detroit. Batherson the hat trick. Everyone loves the Drake. Drake Batherson versus the Capitals. But then not to be outdone, same game, Oshie with the hat trick against the Senators. And they win because, of course, besides Oshie's hat trick, Ovi with two more. What more can you say about him? But here's your winner, Mason Raymond with the Mad Hatter versus the Chicago Blackhawks.
I love it. He got 4 points in that game.
Yeah. Mason Raymond. All right, the saves. Shesterkin, the blocker on Granlin. Bobo, the two-pad stack against Nikushkin. Vasilevskiy on Rantanen with the toe. That was sick. Sorokin, the pad on Coleslaw. Nedeljkovic, the stick on DeBrincat. Jack Campbell against Faust on the 2-on-1. Vasilevskiy, again, the glove on Jake the Snake with the tip. And then Grubauer last night, the skate on Gallagher.
That was a good save. I would go with Sorokin.
All right. That was a great save.
Yeah.
That was a great save, the pad on Coleslaw. All right.
Goon of the week.
Landeskog. Another cheap shot by Landeskog on Ekblad. Looch again fighting Detroit Red Wing Giovanni Smith. Mario Ferraro boarding Pinto. Kreider running Morris. Kreider running Matt Murray. Stamkos, the high and hard against Philip Girard. Whoa, Girard was on his knees. Stamkos is pretty cheap. I was telling Mike Calta, Stammer's laying the lumber this year. Like an old man getting his shots in before he retires.
Yeah.
Brady Tkachuk fought Trouba. Matt Martin versus Liam O'Brien. Gudas runs Timmins, fights Dzingel. Stamkos, high and hard. This is the high and hard one. Gets Cousins. Just a cheap shot to the face. Lafferty runs McDonough, then fights Perry. Tanev runs over Romano. Andy must have cried. There's his two guys. And then Jack Johnson running coleslaw and then fights Wah.
Jeez. I guess I would have to pick Freddie Kachuk versus Truba.
Oh, there you go. All right. I would have went Stamkos because he had two in there. Pretty sick. really stammer. All right. I got a couple more minutes. I want to do some of these things here. Here's what I need to know about Rusty, because I have to bring him up every show. Rusty has 49 goals in 2 years. Only 15 players in the league have more than Rusty. I think Rusty's going to get more than $7 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
Goals since 2016-17. Ovechkin, he probably has about 214 now. I have him at 209. Austin Matthews, 190. Jesus, 183. Leon, 180. Pasta, 175.
No real surprises there.
Fewest goals to fewest games to 300 wins.
Interesting.
Jacques Plante, 521. Here's the interesting one. Bobrovsky, 541.
Wow. Second place.
Bobrovsky, he didn't play in the Canadians or the 80s Islanders. He's on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah. Right. Andy Moog, you see that one coming, 543. Flower, 547. Marty, then Tuukka Rask, then Peke, then Vernon, then Hank, then Ozzie. Bobo's higher than all of them.
That's surprising to me. Those are big names.
Incredible. It's incredible.
And I love the old guy, Jacques Plante, in first place.
Yeah. How'd he get? How's he? He's ahead of Moog, Flower, Brodeur, Tuukka, Rene, okay, outline a little bit. Vernon, Hank, and Ozzie. All those other guys played on damn near dynasties.
Well, and we said earlier in the podcast that he was surprisingly a very top-notch goalie.
All right, one more quick one. We got to run. Games played by defenseman Raymond Bourque, 16-12. Zidane, he's like 16-15 now. Murph, 16-15. Scott Stevens, 13-65. Or it would be 16-35, I guess. My dyslexia. Chelly, 16-51. All right. Are you, any plugs this week?
And you know, Chara could still catch him.
You know, I don't know if he's going to catch Chelly. He'll catch everybody else.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just, as usual, at the Improv this weekend in Hollywood, the Melrose Improv, and love being there. And I'm in Vegas, not next week, but the week after, with Jackson Purdue.
Oh, right on. Jackson Purdue, killer dude.
My old buddy.
Like that guy. Yeah. I have nothing to plug right now. A few things changed.
Great shows in Long Beach, though. With
Bill. My God, incredible shows with Bill. Yeah, you can't beat that.
Well, everyone said that I talked to said they were great. So congratulations on that. We didn't find Andy. We hope everything's good with him.
He checked in. I was like, well, we're under the gun because we got to run quick, hard and tight halfway through. So I'm like, God, by the time we get to him and do that, let's just.
Next week we'll have Andy Beccaro with
us. Let him enjoy New York. He never gets out.
He loves New York.
Let him get out.
And Aaron, our fabulous producer, he always does a great job. For Joe Bartnick, this is Fraser Smith. We are Puck Off. I hope you're enjoying the new season. It's really great. We are out.
All righty.
Yeah.